This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for February 14. Love, respect, and the image of God. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 1. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food, and to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it. I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. I thank God for the opportunities I've had to visit many countries and to live in several of them for a long while. All of this has given me a fascination for cultural differences. The differences in food alone can delight the palate, or sometimes unsettle the stomach. Some societies are egalitarian, others are hierarchical. Some encourage dependence on one another, emphasizing community. Others encourage independence and individualism. There are also differences in marriage roles, gender roles, family, work, and finance. The list goes on and on. What has impressed me, though, is that in all societies, people want to experience significance and fulfillment. They want to use their talents in ways that others appreciate. All societies love their children. All want to love and be loved, and not only to survive, but also to thrive. One reason for this is that God has made each of us like himself in some special ways. We are created in the image of God. So, in spite of sin's damage, we can still detect in good ways the image of God in every person. A bottom line in both interpersonal and intercultural relationships is to respect each person as an image bearer of God. This can then lead us to love everyone as ourselves. These basic principles give us a foundation for bridge building that overcomes barriers. Do you see God's likeness in every person you meet? Pray with me. Lord, you have made us all in your image. Help us to love everyone, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.